Well, you can hear that right there. You can hear more of that this evening as the MTSU Blue Raiders take on Tennessee Vols. We have the voice of the MTSU Blue Raiders, Chip Walters. Chip, welcome to the show, man.
What's happening?
You ready for tonight?
Getting there. We're over at the Food City Center right now, going through game day practice and checking with going through my notes and getting equipment set up. So we'll be ready to go when at 5:30 tonight when we go on the air on 93.3. And so Blue Raiders have been loose and having a good time out there right now.
All right, Chip, you had said, we talked to you, is this correct? Middle Tennessee basketball has never played a number one team. Is that correct?
I think that's correct. They played a lot of top fives. We were talking about this the other day, and I know when Michigan State in the NCAA tournament, Michigan State was ranked number two, but they were a two seed. And Middle played at Kansas. And Kansas was number three in the polls, but for whatever reason, it's just never worked out to where. I mean, you even go back to '82, like that Kentucky team that Middle beat was nowhere. They weren't in the top 10 in the rankings that year. But you know, Middle's played a lot of top fives, but just have never played a number one. But that'll all change tonight.
This Middle team has played really well, strong down the stretch. What is this Tennessee team, Chip, when you're looking at him, what makes this Tennessee team so good? Because they lost some really good talent off last year's team.
Well, you know, they're well coached. That's one thing for sure. They've got, you know, you look at just, you know, when you've got a guy like Ganey who can come off the bench and he's not started a single game, but he's played in all 11. He's their second leading scorer. So Tennessee's very deep. They've got good size. I mean, they have height and all of that, but they've got big bodies. They're very athletic. They run the floor. As a team, right now they're shooting 49% from the field, 36% from three, but from an efficiency standpoint, they're one of the few teams in the country. They're top five offensively, or a top five offensive team in the KenPom rankings, but they're also that good defensively, and they're in the top five defensively. They played a good schedule. Obviously, I think the win at Illinois last week was kind of, in my opinion, their signature win of the year. It was just a gutty, toughness kind of win, not a overly big offensive game for anybody. It was a 66-64 game. I just think they take on the personality of Rick Barnes, and that is all business, and very, very tough, and they rebound the ball very, very well. So they're just, you know, they're just rock solid across the board.
Chip Walters is with us here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Chip, you know, looking at this MTSU basketball team, what's a guy like Justin Porter got to do tonight to kind of get the Blue Raiders over the hump and beat, honestly, the number one team in the nation?
Well, do what he does and not try to do too much. Don't go out there trying to hit an 18-point jump shot, you know, whatever. just you know, go out and do what you do. I mean – Justin Porter, I mean, he averages 15.8. You don't have to have a 28-point game from him, but you can't afford to have a 5-point game from him. Isam Mustafa, he's got to go out. He doesn't have to have a double-double, but he's got to go out and he's got to have, you know, he's got to have 12 and 8, you know, those kind of things. Cam Weston had 30 against Cal Baptist the other night. You can't always count on that. Middle's got to do what they have done so far to get them where they are, to be 9-3. And that is they've been very good defensively, in particular against the three. Middle's the number five team in the country, 3-point field goal defense, right now giving up only 24.4%, while they've not been a great shooting team. They're 32% from three. But the other key, and where has kind of been their Achilles heel a couple of times this year, has been giving up offensive rebounds. Belmont got 19 offensive rebounds in that game over at the Curb Event Center. UAB had 17 offensive rebounds. You can't give up a ton of offensive rebounds and give Tennessee a bunch of easy second chance points. You've got to make them earn what they do, and force them to take tough twos along the way, and don't turn the ball over. You got to take care of the ball and don't give up offensive rebounds. And you kind of give yourself a shot the longer you play with this group.
Chip Walters is with us here on the Chase McJoe Show. Chip, you know, looking at this Tennessee team, obviously being 11-0, I mean, where do you see it in comparison to the MTSU's, you know, schedule this season so far? What games on the MTSU schedule is kind of, would you say, resemble a game like this tonight?
Well, going to UAB, who was picked to win the American, and Middle went down there and won. Blue Raiders played down in Myrtle Beach, played Ohio U, who was picked to win the MAC, beat them in overtime. South Florida, who won 26 games last year and won the American regular season, Middle beat them 95-88. You know, so they have played, you know, they haven't, you know, they haven't gone to a Big Ten place, but they've played a very solid schedule. So many teams that, like, I mean, even Lipscomb, you think, you know, Lipscomb is picked to win the ASUN and almost unanimously, you know, going on the road, you know, lost a close one at Belmont. So they've played in some tough places, but you know, coming in, this is going to be the toughest environment you've faced, and it's going to be the best overall collection of talent that you've faced so far. So again, you have to go in, do what you can do, control your controllables, and don't try to do too much at any one given time. Just play within yourself and play like you've practiced to prepare for a game like this.
We're talking to Chip Walters, the voice of the Blue Raiders, who I think is the best voice in college athletics as MTSU takes on Tennessee tonight. Is there I like this matchup, Chip, because now this is the last game before conference play before Middle Tennessee. You have a chance to size up where you are heading into conference play by playing the best team in the country right now. I'm excited for this game tonight.
Well, and I think Middle has no pressure on them at all. You come here, and whatever pressure there is on Tennessee, because they're the one that are going to have the number one ranking. And you're right. You find out, you'll find out where your flaws are very quickly in a game against Tennessee, or, you know, if you happen to have played Auburn. Tennessee's getting ready to, you know, start their SEC schedule. Middle will open their Conference USA schedule in about 10 days. So it's your last tune-up. You're coming in here playing with house money, basically. Come in here, have fun, play like you've practiced, and see exactly where you are going into Christmas. And, you know, this time of year, this week, you know, when you have these games on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, when teams are getting ready to, you know, disband and go their separate ways for 3 or 4 days for Christmas, you sometimes have some weird things happen. And if you're focused, you know, who knows, you might catch lightning in a bottle. You never know.
I think it'll be fun. Chip, as always, thank you. Have fun tonight. I really, really hope, as an MTSU alum, that you are on the call of an amazing upset tonight. But thanks for your time, brother. Be careful coming back.
Well, I will tell you this, in the last time these two teams played, I was fortunate enough to be on the call here at Thompson Bowling Arena in 2013, and the Blue Raiders left Knoxville with a victory. So
I love it.
Do that again. So
I love it. All right, Chip. Thanks, brother. Be careful.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas, Chip. Thank you so much. Hey, if you want to check out that game, it'll be on 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville this evening, with pregame coverage starting at 5:30 and tip-off at 6. Coverage is also available on Totally Hits Nashville app and totallyhitsnashville.com. Should be a fun one tonight, Joe.
It should be. All right, Dr. Crane, we come back. You have moved positions out of the booth into the chair. By the way, for those asking, Chase McCabe is in Charlotte, getting yet another LinkedIn certificate for cloud storage. I mean, how many certificates does this guy need, right?
I mean, I'll tell you right now, his office here at the station is just full. I mean, you can't put anything on his wall. It's just all cloud storage. The guy, I mean, might as well give him 10 stars.
Yeah, right? For
He's the
LinkedIn.
goat
So
at
it's
cloud
awesome.
storage.
Yes. All right, coming up next, it is What Day Is It? And Celebrity Birthdays, America's favorite game, right here, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.